Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. A nice-looking Thursday afternoon, especially over on the island today. It was just one of those picture-perfect chamber type of days. Getting ready for Super Bowl 59, of course. It's in New Orleans this year. And what better source to go to than my old friend of over 50 years, Scoot from WWL Radio, joins us this afternoon. Scoot, how you doing, bud?
I'm great, Chris. It's hard to believe that we look and act so young.
You know, and it's true because I think you and I both celebrated our 50th anniversary. Was it about 4 years ago? Something like that?
Yeah, it sure was. And, you know, I'm just not going to act my age.
So that's
cool with me.
I refuse to do that. That's the bottom line on that part. I was showing my producer, Austin, here some of our past photos from our broadcasting reunions over the years that he was in. Oh, so that's good. Yeah, that's good. Scoot, I got to tell you what always brings to mind when we talk Super Bowl, especially when you combine the two of New Orleans and the big event, the big game. Back in 85, Buddy D, you know where I'm going with this, the Chicago-New England game. The truth of the matter was I was a disc jockey on B97 at that time, and there was a disc jockey, his name was Boomer, that was doing like 6 to 10 in the evening, and Buddy used to call into the studio and to do his taping. He was on Channel 6 WDSU at the time, the morning show over there, and they would pre-tape Buddy in the evening. So Boomer says to me one night, he goes, I'm going to mess with Buddy. And so when Buddy called in, he goes, hey, Buddy, you know what Jim McMahon said about the women of New Orleans? And he goes, no, he called them sluts. And anyway, we're looking at the 10 o'clock tees coming online with WDSU, and there's Buddy. His leadoff tees is, Jim McMahon calls the women of New Orleans sluts. Boy, what a mess that was. Buddy D lost his seat on the plane for a year, I think it was, with the Saints. And a lot of things came down because Jim McMahon never said that.
I know. And Buddy ended up apologizing, which was kind of embarrassing. The TV station apologized. But look, this is an example of also a lot of the media today. You know, they don't follow up. They hear something, and right. If something sounds like a great headline, they go with the headline because the headline is more important to them than anything.
Scoot, we have a kind of a memoir here that, you know, it's not about being first, it's about being right. And and that's where we really, as media people, we lose that focus that you got to fact check. You got to make sure these things are correct.
Now, I admit in the early years of my disc jockey career, when there was that rumor going around that during the song Love Roller Coaster by the Ohio Players, you hear a scream at a certain point in the song,
right.
And it was somebody being stabbed in the other studio. Yeah, I mean, I talked about that like it was true because I thought it was maybe. But then looking back on it, it's like, wait a minute. Somebody was stabbed in another studio and you heard the scream? Studios are soundproof. You know, how would it go through two different soundproof studios to get on that record? So it seems ridiculous, but I mean, I remember talking about that. But that was just fun. This wasn't serious stuff. When you're on a TV station doing serious sports or news, you can't just go with something that, you know, like a guy named Boomer said.
Right. I'm a big fan, Scoot. I listen to your show. You're on from 1 to 4 over in New Orleans. And today, I know you were on Radio Row over at the Montreal Convention Center. Been through that parade before. But what came to mind that I found very interesting? You were talking about, I think it was Blue Plate Mayonnaise had a booth there, and you were talking about potato salad on gumbo.
Yeah, you know, this is something that, you know, I did not know growing up. It was always gumbo and rice.
Right.
But over in Lafayette, in southwest Louisiana, there's a tradition of putting potato salad in gumbo. And I heard about this on my show a couple of years ago, and I've tried it, and it's really good. In fact, there was a tote board today of all the people who were trying gumbo with rice or potato salad, and potato salad won by over 50 points.
Wow.
I was surprised.
a lot of things going on in New Orleans. I mean, not just the Super Bowl, but things that are built around the event. How did the Clydesdale thing go the other day? I know they did this in Wednesday. They took the Clydesdale down Bourbon Street.
Well, you know, look, Chris, this city has never been safer.
Right.
This city is so geared for tourists that one of the things that I'm talking about on my show here is that the city of New Orleans needs to work this hard to make the city better for the residents and not just the visitors.
Amen.
You come visit New Orleans, and it's better for you than it is for those of us who live here on a regular basis. And so the city, the mayor, the city leaders, they need to do a better job of caring for us. And people are so nice here right now. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, I'm an insider because I'm here,
right.
But I know how they're treating everybody from out of town. We're not always like that, and we should be always like that. So it's really great. The city is packed. I mean, there's a lot of ex-players in town. You know, I talked to Kellen Moore, who is the offensive coordinator for the Eagles today, and he's being considered for a Saints head coaching job. In fact, he might be the leader at this point. I asked him, but he couldn't talk about it. But when I said, hey, come on, you're here with your team in the Super Bowl, you can't help but think about what would it like to live here? What would it be like to live here? And he laughed and he said, well, we'll just see what happens. But I think he's clearly the leader for that position.
Well, Scoot, your past history takes you through Philadelphia. You were in Philadelphia for years. And I noticed today you were talking about a couple of the Philly players that were playing cards and just ignoring a lot of the fans, and you said that was kind of an arrogant attitude they were taking.
Yeah, I went to the Kansas City Chiefs press conference yesterday, and I went to the Eagles press conference today. And so here is a big convention room, a big room at a hotel, and there are round tables and chairs around the tables, and the players are around, you know, the chairs. The players are all in the chairs around the table, and you can go up and talk to any one of them that you want. Well, you know, yesterday the Kansas City Chiefs could not have been nicer. It was all smooth. It was just very, very congenial. Today, and I don't know whether this is going to be reflective on the field or not, but today, you know, a couple of the Eagles players left early.
I saw that.
A table of Eagles players were playing cards as if we don't want you to talk to us. Mm-hmm. And they sit at these tables, and if nobody's talking to them, they're on their phones. And, you know, I feel badly for the players that aren't getting a lot of attention, but, you know, they're on their phones. But this particular table, they were playing cards like, you know, we're not even inviting you to talk to us. And, I thought that was, you know, kind of arrogant and a shame.
You know, we have a couple of reps over there from Fox that report back to us here on the local level. And they're telling us they think New Orleans is safer now than it's ever been. And let me add this to this. Here, we got a major world-class event, the Super Bowl in New Orleans. And now on top of this, the President of the United States is going to make an appearance. How does that compound the issues over there?
Well, it does. It's a nightmare for the police and security. And, you know, there's not going to be many people traveling. You know, the interesting thing about the Super Bowl, Chris, is that you know, not a lot of people drive here. It's not like a college game where you've got a ton of cars here.
Right.
The traffic here is relatively light compared to a big event being here. So, you know, I can't imagine Super Bowl Sunday there are going to be many people on the road anyway. But I don't know that, and I'm hoping that it doesn't cause too much of a problem. But whenever any president comes to town, there are, you know, security issues. But I mean, even by the hotels, the team hotels, there are SWAT teams. There's like the armored vehicle right next to the hotel. They're not taking chances. And there are NOPD officers on every corner. So the city's never been safer. And I think we need to take some of these practices and put them in effect on a more regular basis.
I was noticing that on some B-roll that Fox fed over to us, especially right there on Bourbon and Iberville and that intersection. A lot of National Guard presence in that area.
Yes, definitely. And everybody, again, is so, so friendly. There have not been any issues, and I don't expect that there are going to be any issues. The only thing that I worry about is if the Philadelphia Eagles win, I'm concerned they're going to want to break stuff in New Orleans. Because those Philly fans, I mean, they light things on fire. They break stuff.
Yeah.
And I suggested on the air that Philadelphia put up a deposit, and if their fans break stuff, they don't get the deposit back.
Pretty good idea. Scoot, here's some things that I want to pass on, because we're getting texts coming in here today, and one that was makes a lot of sense here. They said, ask Scoot for someone from Pensacola going to the big game, what should they do in terms of safety coming to New Orleans? What should they be doing over there?
Well, look, you're going to be safe. You know, I mean, the most dangerous part about New Orleans, going to New Orleans, would be driving here statistically. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't worry. I mean, if you're coming here to the game, I would come here carefree. You know, always look around. I mean, you know, don't have like money in your hands and you know, watch your phone and your back pocket and keep your purses close. I wouldn't walk around with any like flagrant bling, you know. Right. I'd be cool about that, but I don't think you have anything to be concerned about coming to the game. And you know, just be smart, park in a legal place or park in a parking lot. But again, I don't think traffic and parking are the issue here, because so many people who come to the game, they fly into the city, and they're corporate people or they're celebrities.
Good information to pass on. Scoot, WWL Radio 1 to 4 in New Orleans. Listen, buddy, thanks for your time today. I know you're a busy guy, but I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Chris. And listen, I want to thank everybody in the Pensacola Mobile area that supported me years ago when I did the Scoop Report on WKRG Channel 5.
Right.
I did the Scoop Report. I got a lot of support from that area, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, I hope to see
you. Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And it's always great talking to you. It's always great talking to you, Chris.
Yeah, I hope to see you in June when we have our reunion.
You will.
So we'll see you the first Saturday of June over in New Orleans at our reunion.
Chris Bryant, great talking to you.
You too, buddy. Scoot from WWL Radio in New Orleans does 1 to 4 over there. Like I said, I've worked with Scoot over the past 50 years. And just a great talent. If you're ever in New Orleans, flip him on. 1 to 4, WWL Radio.
All righty, 5:22 here. We'll go ahead and take our first break. And when we return, we'll get into traffic and weather, some of our local headlines, all that jazz, as we normally do on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's so disappointing to hear people use the name of God flippantly. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not your homeboy, and he's not the man upstairs. His name should not be used to express your stress level. Isaiah 6 says that God is holy, holy, holy. The word holy means set apart or sacred. He's holy God the Father, and holy God the Son, and holy God the Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May I humbly suggest to you that you think twice before you devalue the name of the One which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, but instead I urge you to reverence His precious and wonderful name.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Varis Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at varishp.com. Varis Health Partners.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. That is the Rascal Flatts version, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's what I thought.
Featured in the hit cinematic film Cars.
Remember they did the Cars night at the ice rink a couple of months back?
Heck, what aren't they doing there? Don't they got a Toy Story thing going on?
They got all kind of stuff going on there. Friday, Saturday, Ice Flyers back on home ice against Macon. Friday is adult Jersey night. Saturday, join Woody, Buzz, and the whole gang for Toy Story Jersey night. There puck is. Dropping 7:05 both of those nights. Let me get to the numbers here. Markets did end on a down note today, but the S&P and NASDAQ remaining in the green. Fox's Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed as investors parsed another batch of earnings reports. Tech and financials were the best performing sectors. Shares of Honeywell fell over 5%, one of the biggest drags on the Dow. The company will be splitting into three independent companies, marking the end of an era for one of America's last big industrial conglomerates. Eli Lilly, the world's biggest drug maker by market value, reported higher than expected quarterly profit and issued a bullish earnings forecast, and its stock rose over 3%. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar and McDonald's, the Dow decliners, Honeywell, Amgen, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 126 points, the NASDAQ higher by 100, S&P 500 up 22. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:28 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, still have a lot of issues in our usual spots. Worst looking areas are going to be Michigan Avenue traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. The rest of it is just your usual big hitters. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 61 this evening with some fog. Be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow, high of 73, low of 62.
Okay, 5:28. I want to get this in here. News Radio 92.3. Security strengthens at the southern border. Florida officials say now they've seen increased activity as illegal migrants try to enter the U.S. via Florida. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has more from McNair, Miami.
A Chinese man was stopped by the U.S. Coast Guard 25 miles off the Bahamas. He had a suitcase strapped to two paddle boards, and he said he was going to Miami. Late last month, police caught two large groups of Chinese migrants who they say were smuggled by boat into South Florida. After getting dropped off, 21 were found hiding in the back of a U-Haul. Another group of 26 was heading to Orlando. Authorities believe in both cases, smugglers from the Bahamas entered this canal in Miami's Coral Gables neighborhood.
We're about 10 miles south of downtown Miami, but it's only about an hour boat ride from the Bahamas. Easy access for smugglers to bring people to the Florida coast.
All righty, 5:30 on the nose here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Our Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, we'll hit our sports segment for you. Just a bit of a preamble to that. We got one ranked men's college basketball team playing tonight. It's number 18, Maryland. They are going on the road to Ohio State. That game tips off at 6 o'clock.
Okay, and don't forget, fog is going to be moving back into our area this evening. The 3 Mile Bridge lights are out. could be a dangerous situation. Drive safe if you're going across that span.
I'm John Saucier. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levy gave us an update on the number of federal employees willing to accept the proposed buyout from the Trump administration.
There was more than 40,000 individuals, federal workers, who had accepted the buyout program. We expect that number to increase. And that alone, just the 40,000, again, we expect it to increase. It's going to save the American people tens of millions of dollars.
Employees originally had until tonight to resign from their position and accept the offer, but that deadline has been extended. Secretary of State Marco Rubio commenting on President Trump's offer to rebuild Gaza once a permanent ceasefire is put into place. He says the United States is open to other countries lending a hand in the project.
I think President Trump has offered to go in and be a part of that solution. And if some other country is willing to step forward and do it themselves, then that would be great. But no one seems to be rushing forward to do that. And that has to happen. That's the reality.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. China is blacklisting the owner of Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger, which could force the company to shut down stores and manufacturing. The move is an alleged side effect of President Trump's wide-ranging tariffs. China added PVH Corporation to its unreliable entities list Tuesday, which allows the Chinese government to impose a litany of fines and sanctions against the retailer. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow falling more than 125 points. The S&P 500 grew by 22, and the NASDAQ was up by nearly 100. Eli Lilly is reporting mixed results for the fourth quarter as sales of its blockbuster weight loss drug Zepbound and diabetes treatment Mounjaro soared but saw lower realized prices. The company posted fourth quarter revenue of $13.53 billion. U.S. crude oil futures for March delivery are falling today below $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Yeah, he was blown.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. We all know Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones know how to win the big game. However, the Eagles have a better overall team than the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think the mental battle on Sunday will be fascinating. The Eagles have to be ready for the moment, right? But then yet again, Patrick Mahomes, even going up against teams that are better than him, often proves that he's the greater racer. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? Are you excited for the big game and ready to get in on the action? Look no further than the BetMGM Sportsbook app. Sign up using bonus code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, to get up to $1,500 in bonus bets if your first bet loses. Be sure to lock in your picks on this year's big game in New Orleans with the Sportsbook born in Vegas. Earn MGM rewards points from your bets, take advantage of offers found nowhere else, and look out for surprise rewards dropping in your account all year. There's no better place to enjoy the big game than BetMGM. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Hey there, homebuyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell & Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Thursday evening. Listen, fog's going to be rolling in here later on tonight. Just be extra careful. Fog warnings are in effect. And like I mentioned a few minutes ago, 3 mile bridge lights are out. And that compounds the issue and the severity of this impacting fog front moving in here. So just be careful when you're out on the roads. Interesting, looking ahead to the NFL awards, and they are on their way. Jerod Maxx has a review and a preview for you.
Later tonight, we'll find out who gets named the most valuable player for the 2024 NFL season. It's the league's annual awards show, 3 nights before the Super Bowl. The NFL Honors at Sanger Theater in New Orleans tonight, hosted by Snoop Dogg, airing on Fox TV nationally at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, is a finalist to win his second straight Associated Press MVP award and third overall. Fellow finalists are Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen and Cincinnati Bengals QB Joe Burrow, who's in line to potentially win 3 awards. Burrow, a finalist for AP Offensive Player of the Year and Comeback Player of the Year. Wednesday, the NFL announced that San Francisco 49ers tight end George Kittle was the winner of the USAA Salute to Service Award. NFL Honors, 9 p.m. Eastern tonight on Fox. Jerod Maxx, Fox News.
I heard NFL and I heard the name of a rapper. So to keep with that collaboration, Kendrick Lamar says his Super Bowl halftime show will bring Los Angeles energy to New Orleans and the world. He talked about his upcoming performance earlier today. He's going to be joined by R&B star SZA. We've touched on that before. The rapper said he's honored to be with her in this moment since he's watched her career since day one. Lamar coming off winning 5 Grammys over the weekend for his hit song, Not Like Us.
Okay, President Trump backs, he's back in a, getting back into, I should say, a Super Bowl tradition, something that Joe Biden wouldn't participate in. Well, a lot of the Democratic leaders were scratching their heads when this happened, because what a platform you have.
Yeah.
You've got a platform to discuss whatever you want to, and then you go crickets.
The president before the Super Bowl? That's quite a platform.
Okay, Jeff Manasso has the details.
Fox News' Brett Baer will interview President Trump for the pregame show ahead of Super Bowl 59, airing on Fox, after former President Biden declined to give an interview 2 years in a row, in a tradition that began when former President George W. Bush granted a pregame interview in 2004. President Trump on Sunday is also set to make history by becoming the first sitting U.S. Commander-in-Chief to attend the Super Bowl as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And man, speaking of the Eagles, they could have some real tough competition if this ever takes shape. Myles Garrett wants out of Cleveland, we knew that, but he sees himself as a good fit in our nation's capital. The Browns star pass rusher spoke to Sports Illustrated at Super Bowl 59 Radio Row, and he was asked about potentially going to the Commanders and said they are a team that could use him. He said he thinks Washington dearly missed a pass rusher in the playoffs, and he could fill that role. The Commanders just made an NFC title game, rookie QB, first-year head coach. Those guys get better established, and Myles Garrett's on the pass rush. That team's going to be a problem.
Yeah, you're probably right on that one. This time next week, we're going to be pretty darn excited. Pensacon returning to the Bay Center. Well, it'll already, you know, it starts next Friday, February 14th through 16th, along with 40,000 of your closest friends. The city's already prepping for the next intergalactic adventure. Now the fun moves downtown with a weekend full of comics, characters, and celebrities returning to Pensacola. And it gets away next weekend.
Yes, and I want to give another congratulations to Leslie from Pensacola. They were our winner from last hour of today's Pensacon tickets, so good for them. The NCAA officially banning transgender athletes from women's college sports. The decision comes after President Trump signed the executive order yesterday. The college sports governing body's new policy states, quote, a student-athlete assigned male at birth may not compete on a women's team, unquote. Transgender athletes were previously allowed to participate in women's sports after at least 1 year of testosterone suppression treatment. Trump has said he hopes the Olympics ban transgender athletes from the 2028 Summer Games in L.A.
Okay, 542, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And this is a good story that I wanted to pass on to you today. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris was severely damaged by a fire. That was back in 2019.
Wow.
But now restoration is nearly complete. Greg Powcott has more from London.
In a remarkably short time, the Parisian landmark has been restored to its former greatness, but apparently not done up enough for the liking of French President Macron, who ordered some 6 windows, each over 20 feet tall, untouched by the fire, to be replaced by new contemporary versions by a French artist. We spoke with aides close to the president. Their position is all about reminding folks about the fire and restoration in an updated way. Others complain it's a way for the unpopular Macron to leave his mark. The plans are going forward. The windows are set to be in place at Notre Dame by the end of next year, but art and architecture groups are also up in arms. They're taking France and Macron to court, maybe to the spiritual barricades. In London, Greg Malcott, Fox News.
Yeah, I'm amazed by that comeback for the Notre Dame Cathedral, but I will say, I can't believe that was almost 6 years ago.
I can't either, because I was there about a year before the fire. And I just, what a mess it was.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. I mean, because I remember that dominated the headlines for a while. The fact that we have come so far is insane. Time flies. Anyway, whatever. Getting off that topic. Getting back to normalcy here. At least 4 cattle herds in Nevada have tested positive for a new strain of H5N1 bird flu. Yeah, you've heard about that one, haven't you? State agriculture officials confirmed the positive test results on Wednesday, adding that the strain has never been seen in cows before. The strain is called D1.1. It's known to cause respiratory symptoms like coughing and sneezing. This is the same strain of bird flu that led to a person's death in Louisiana last year. That person was exposed to sick birds, and in recent months, it's become the dominant strain seen in infected wild bird and poultry flocks in North America.
Okay, let me take a quick look over here at the Pensacola International Board today. Looking pretty good. No really cancellations or delayed flights to speak of, except one. It's coming up out of Houston Bush International, United 5356. Scheduled touchdown time, 6:18. Don't buy on it tonight. It's going to be a couple hours late, around 8:15 arrival time. Other than that, looking pretty good. And while we're talking about the airport, the airport is enrolling passengers this week in the TSA PreCheck Expedited Screening Program. This is over at the Temporary Enrollment Center. TSA PreCheck is an expedited screening program that enables low-risk air travelers to enjoy a more efficient screening process. The center at P&S open 8 to noon and then again from 1 to 5.
All righty. 545 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. For the most part, it's just some of our usual spots. Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. I-10 passing the I-110 north ramp westbound. Obviously, you all know this stuff, but we do have an accident report on Highway 29 near West Hope Drive. That is just north of I-10. Be on the lookout for that, causing minor congestion in that area. As for the weather, we're sitting at 70 degrees, low of 61 tonight. As Chris and I keep reminding you, it is foggy this evening, so be careful out there. Low beams on tomorrow, high of 73, low of 62.
Okay, more than 100 members of that Venezuelan gang were the target of a massive raid in Colorado. Bill Malusian has more from Aurora, Colorado.
Border Czar Tom Homan rallying the troops ahead of a massive federal operation in Aurora, Colorado, Wednesday morning. Several hundred federal agents from ICE, HSI, DEA, FBI, ATF, and CBP, all targeting alleged members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. Fox News joined as one team of agents arrived at the Aurora apartment complex that went viral last summer when TDA gang members were seen on security video with guns. The entire complex was virtually empty. At a second Tren de Aragua link complex, ICE was met by activists who taunted them. And others who used megaphones to coach those living inside.
And in other news, a juice cleanse may not be as beneficial as you think. A new study out of Northwestern University finds that a vegetable and fruit juice-only diet can change gut and oral bacteria linked to inflammation and cognitive decline. The research showed that the changes could happen after just 3 days and suggests that stripping the fiber out of fruit can cause imbalances with negative consequences.
Let's just hope nobody's having a dinner right now. Listening
to that, so. Yeah, gut imbalance. There you go.
All right.
That's the theme here.
I get this. Google dropping its diverse target of hiring more employees from underrepresented groups and is reviewing their DEI policies. An internal email confirms Google will no longer pursue goals related to increasing minority participation in its workforce. Google is the latest domino to fall in Silicon Valley as company after company has announced they're going to be ending their DEI initiatives. Meta announced that they're dropping their DEI initiatives and remove tampons from the men's bathroom. We did that story earlier in the week. Remember that story?
I do, yeah.
I don't get it. I just don't get that. You know, it doesn't make much sense to me. 547, News Radio 92.3. President Trump's tariffs on Mexico and Canada may be on hold for now, but they could expose a potential weak spot in America's lumber industry. Kelly Sabarini has more from Chicago.
Canada is the world's largest exporter of lumber, and the United States' source for imported softwood, the majority of the wood that we use to build our homes here. And it already has a 14.5% duty on it implemented by the Biden administration back in August. So if this 25% tariff is implemented by the current White House eventually, we could see a total 40% tax on imported lumber from Canada.
Since with it just about being 5:49 at around this time every hour, we like to get you your stock numbers just to serve you another reminder. So why not tackle that now? At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 125 points to 44,747. S&P 500 rose 22 points to 60.83. And the NASDAQ gained 99 points to 19,791, giving Wall Street a mixed day overall.
Yeah, that's always interesting, especially, you know, we were talking about some numbers here. Mortgage rates. Those numbers have finally started to drop below that 7% level today. Home buyers, home sellers, watching the numbers. Mortgage News Daily. The average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.99%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, around 6.37%. Job market appears to be holding up so far this year. Jenny Casola has more on the report.
There was little change in the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits last week. New claims rose by 11,000 to 219,000. Economists were predicting 213,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose to 1.88 million. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas is reporting job cuts down 40% in January from a year ago, but it doesn't see the trend holding because some companies have already announced job cuts in February. The monthly employment report is released tomorrow. Economists are expecting 170,000 new jobs in January, with the unemployment rate holding at 4.1%. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
And maternal deaths are down in the U.S. with the exception of black patients. That's according to new CDC data. The report found that in 2023, 669 women died of maternal causes compared to 817 in 2022. The maternal mortality rate across all races in the U.S. is now down to under 19 per 100,000 live births from over 22 in 2022. My goodness, a lot of twos there. CDC officials said that the rise in pregnancy-related deaths in black patients wasn't statistically significant, but data shows black parents are still more likely to die from pregnancy-related issues.
551.
News Radio 92.3. You know, earlier in the week, we had Shelley Johnson on, the editor of Island Times.
Yes.
Talking about the Kids and Critters Mardi Gras Parade for Children and Pets. It is returning this weekend to Casino Beach. Going to do it right there in the parking lot on Saturday. Anything that can be pushed or pulled is allowed. Here's what can't be pushed or pulled or is not allowed. Motorized, pedaled vehicles, skateboards, bicycles, battery-operated vehicles are not allowed here. If you want to attend, registration is at noon on parade day. People and float registration, absolutely free. Pet registration costs you about $10 for each of those little monsters.
All righty. Chris, would you describe yourself as a fashionista?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Okay, well, then you're in luck. The New York Fashion Week is underway. It runs today through Tuesday, showcasing the latest fall and winter fashions from the likes of Brandon Maxwell, Christian Siriano, Jane Wade, and Sergio Hudson. New York Fashion Week runs twice a year, and it will return from September 11th through the 16th.
One thing, let me add a caveat to that.
All righty.
There's fashion and there's fashion. Some of the fashion that you see on those runways in New York are not your normal fashion you'd walk down the street in.
Oh, I'm aware.
You know what I'm saying? So yes. I'm more on the conservative fashion side that's kind of not as elaborate and, you know, kind of extravagant as they have on the runways in New York City. But yeah, I do appreciate fashion.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, fashion is like art, man. You know, it's how you interpret it. So what Chris and I are wearing, very different styles, I must say, what we're wearing may not equate to New York fashion, and that's okay. Just about 5:53 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, something that has dominated headlines over the past several weeks is the wildfires that have been taking place in California. And looks like we may have a potential culprit in how some of them started. Details on that whole mystery and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Mozart Madness at the First Baptist Church of Pensacola. For tickets and more info, please see PensacolaSymphony.org. The 12th annual Kids and Critters Parade will take place Saturday in the Casino Beach parking lot across from Sidelines. It's the kids' chance to enjoy some Mardi Gras fun. See visitpensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and Wilson Pickett.
Hey, man, I was so in the groove, I didn't even turn on your mic when I was supposed
That's
to.
All right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really was.
Wilson's magical.
Okay, the Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade, the 2025 version, set to roll February 16th along Garden Street. Thousands of dog-loving people will gather to celebrate with our furry friends. Always a treat. Let me tell you this, though. If you're going to be standing on Garden Street, right, make sure you're not standing on the shaded portion of Garden Street.
Why is that?
Because it's colder, because it's the shade. The wind whipping through there, it's a little bit chillier than if you were on the sunny side of the street.
Gotcha.
Give you an example. Plain Brewery, that's the sunny side of the street. The bank side, the other side, not the sunny side of the street.
Gotcha.
So just be aware of that if you do bring along sweater or something like that. And make sure you give one to your pet as well.
Yeah.
They get cold too. Okay, Attorney General Pam Bondi issuing a flurry of orders shortly after being sworn in on Wednesday, including prompting the Justice Department to block certain federal funding for sanctuary cities. Mike Tobin has more from Chicago.
One of her first actions was to issue a directive that federal grants through the Department of Justice will be refused to jurisdictions that don't share information about illegal migrants. At the top of the list is cash-strapped Chicago, which saw ICE agents target some 300 individuals last month as the Trump administration went after undocumented people with criminal records. But this pause in federal funds will extend to cities like Denver and Boston, whose mayors don't want their cops cooperating with their federal counterparts. Now, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is investigating sanctuary cities. The office of Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson just confirmed that he will head to D.C. next month to give a statement to that committee. The committee chairman, James Comer, also requested testimony from the mayors of New York, Boston, and Denver.
All righty, just past 5:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Worst looking spots are going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 61. Tomorrow, high of 73, low of 62.
Got a gambling problem?
No,
I don't have to worry about. Yeah, me too. I don't have to worry about this. According to the numbers, 2.5 million Americans have a severe gambling problem. The American Psychological Association saying people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or somebody you know needs help, call 888-ADMIT-IT. For the Florida-based helpline, gambling experts say it should be seen as a public health issue. Rightly so.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, Elon Musk announcing that Doge will target aviation safety. He's asked for the files. And Ryan Schmelz has the latest.
In a post on X, Elon Musk says with the support of President Trump, the Department of Government Efficiency will, quote, aim to make rapid safety upgrades to the air traffic control system. Airline safety is under the microscope after 67 people were killed in a deadly plane and helicopter collision in D.C.'s airspace. Democrats like House Progressive Caucus Chair Greg Kassar have been critical of Musk's involvement in the Trump administration.
He thinks he can buy our government. We cannot allow him to crash and break our air traffic control system.
Musk's announcement comes after the primary system providing safety alerts for pilots in real time failed for several hours last week. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, Southern California Edison, which is an electric utility company in Cali, acknowledging videos that suggest there's a possible link between their equipment and a devastating Eaton fire in the LA area. According to the filing, though, the company has not ID'd any evidence to confirm the link, but in a separate filing, They say that its equipment may have started the smaller Hearst fire as well.
Okay, 25, tax season underway. Santa Rosa County Library is assisting residents with tax preparations. The volunteers for the free tax assistance company, AAARP Tax Aid, will be at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. So take advantage of this. Save yourself some money.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.